Time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire District with Mayor Steve Reynolds. How are we doing, Steve?
Good morning, Bear. How are you?
I'm actually pretty good, thanks, mate. And, of course, over the weekend, we find ourselves with a new government and a new candidate for Hunter in Dan Repicoli. He's promised dollars to you, mate.
Yes, he has. He's a new member. He's done a fantastic campaign by himself, I'll say. I've got to say, Dan doesn't know anyone in this community or Labor, I don't feel, because he ran that campaign pretty much as an independent under a Labor banner. I'm happy to say that. He was out there door knocking. You know, they all ran great campaigns, but well done to Dan. Looking forward to working with him. We spoke Sunday night, had a good chat, but $10.5 million for our civic centre has been awarded. You know, the bypass was already factored in the budget, and we got the $5.5 million for Olympic Park, which, you know, overall, in the overall context of things, helps us just deliver that livability and put Muswellbrook further advanced to be able to attract bigger functions.
Are you hoping to see a lot more of Dan than perhaps some other representatives?
Most definitely. And as you know, throughout the campaign, Dan came along and took time out on a Sunday to spend some time, Saturday I think it was, to spend some time in the community. And I was out there at Denman, and, you know, we get along really well. So, you know, same as Dave Lazell at a state level, you put politics aside, you know, get along well with him. And as long as, you know, he's an honest bloke. And like I said, he's done this off his own back. And I stand by that. He's done this off his own back. And, you know, well done to him.
You're talking about the investment in Olympic Park. Obviously, we're looking forward to that being developed in the not-too-distant future. But there have been some commentary on social media recently that perhaps some other facilities have been neglected.
Ah, mate, just the typical keyboard warriors. I have heard about it. I don't follow them. But, you know, I send a screenshot. And I do understand where people are coming from. But, you know, we could do up everything to a certain standard in this town, in this community, and people still wouldn't be happy. But, you know, it's about getting those minor functions. So when we're talking about the various sporting fields, Mudgee has the one park. Tamworth has Scully Park. Go to Maitland, they've got that one sports ground. This is much more than just about the local footy club. This is about attracting large-level events. It's about attracting the Bulldogs we fall under their banner. It can be used for soccer. It's going to be a community asset. And it's a bit frustrating because a couple of people that made comments have been in meetings before I was mayor when I was chairing the sports committee saying, this is a community asset. This isn't about the individuals that are in with the football club on the committees. This is about, you know, having somewhere where we can have an outdoor concert, have a festival, have sporting games, have the women's NRL come up here. You could have Super Rugby come here. This is about a bigger picture. It's not about a local footy.
So even though the Muswellbrook Rams, you know, that is their home ground, they don't necessarily get to decide who plays or does what, that sort of thing. It's still a council location.
That's exactly right. They book certain times of the year, and as you've seen, there have been times where the grounds have been closed due to other circumstances. It does not mean that, you know, touch football's down there as well. It does not mean that they own the facility. It's a matter of it's going to have a commercial kitchen, a function room upstairs with a large deck, the grandstand capacity. I mean, if the Jets wanted to come up here and play soccer, it'd be, well, the fridges need to be emptied with your gear and anything that you want, and they can put their gear in there from the soccer come up. You know, rugby union, same situation, and council will also be hosting events there. So it's not an owned facility by specific sports user groups. So,
Steve, have we got a date on when the development should be going ahead? Like, is it signed off and ready to go on a specific date?
No, it's going through a DA process at the moment. It'll be lodged with the DA. Look, if I was to be optimistic, and don't hold me to this, like I said, I'll give you the guarantee, if I was to be optimistic, I'd be picturing around, if we can get it done, March next year started. You know, these fundings have to come through. We also have to negotiate around sporting user groups that are down there currently because they'll have to be relocated, including touch, junior league, senior league. So, mate, like I said, we could do everything. And I was driving into Muswellbrook on the phone to the general manager yesterday, and you know, all these complaints. I'm driving around the community, mate. I am looking at these issues that people are pointing out. And in the context, a lot of them are private issues. We do. I want to see the community's presentation lifted. But this town centre is going to do a hell of a lot for our community. I promise you that. It will open up green space. It'll change the town.
All right. We're looking forward to seeing the change. We're looking forward to catching up again next week to talk about what's doing around the district. Steve Reynolds, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, mate. I'll talk to you soon.